Joining me now here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerichs. Mr. Treasurer, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Rick, thanks for having me here today. I need to take this time, though, to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
I'm up here in Chicago. She's down in Gifford, Illinois. Mom, happy Mother's Day.
Well, you'll be seeing her today, right?
Maybe later this evening.
It
depends what time I get done with my stuff up here.
You got her something, didn't you?
One of the problems with being involved in politics is you have busy schedules. You don't spend as much time with family as you would like. But I called her this morning before coming up here. If she's listening, she knows this. It's not a surprise. She's not a big fan of politics. She constantly asks me why I do this. Wants to know why I subject myself to this. And especially when you hit campaign season and the other side starts lobbing bombs at you and calling you names. I've developed a really thick skin. I don't think my mother has developed thick skin. She doesn't like it when people say bad things about her son.
I don't think moms develop thick skins with their children.
No. And every season she tells me, why do you put yourself through this? Why do you put me through this? And I tell her, Mom, do you think the other side, are they good people when they do this? And she'll say, no. I said, well, then if we don't run, then bad people win. We run because you raised me right. You raised me to do good, to help and serve people, and that's why we run. And I think she gets it, but she doesn't always enjoy.
I like, why are you putting me through this?
Yes.
Well, you just had a very successful unclaimed property auction here in Chicago.
We did. It was very exciting. We're hopeful that someone out there surprising their mother today with a rare, unique item. We auctioned off some unclaimed property, things that people perhaps put in a safe deposit box and either forgot about or passed away. We try very hard in our office to return that property to its rightful owner or heirs, and we will look for 10 years. But if after 10 years no one claims it, our vault starts to fill up, and we need to create space. So we auction off these items. Now, the state does not keep this money. It does not solve our budget problems. We will hold on to it. We're the custodian of these artifacts, these valuables. And if someday the owner does come to us, or their heirs, their children, their grandchildren, we will give them the value that the piece sold for at auction.
So what kind of things were auctioned yesterday?
Well, I'll tell you that the state...
What would I have bid on?
Well, normally we have some baseball cards or sports memorabilia. Didn't have very much in this one, but I auctioned off a half dollar, centennial half dollar from 1918 with Abraham Lincoln's head on it. I like to tell people that I have a soft spot in my heart for tall, lanky, bearded politicians from central Illinois. And it was quite the spirited bidding. I think it ended up going for about $325 for a half dollar. So that's quite the inflation from 1918, 100 years later, 50 cents to over $300.
And, of course, we're in our bicycle.
Maybe they're $200. I think I'm exaggerating. That's over $200. And Illinois is also exciting because we're in our bicentennial year now, and we're actually having a coin contest. The voters, your listeners out there, will be able to vote. We've picked five coin designs. We'll let the voters of the state vote on which one will get stamped on the official Illinois bicentennial coin.
And how do they do that?
Well, they can go to IllinoisCoinContest.com to look and eventually buy some. We're going to mint these and then sell them to people in the state.
And where does that money go?
That money will go to pay for the cost of minting the coins, and that will probably help the state treasury a little bit. It depends how popular of a coin we pick, how much money it's going to raise.
Well, speaking of money, here we are closing in on the final weeks of the scheduled spring legislative session. Here we are again, kind of with a back and forth over who truly wants to have a budget for the state of Illinois.
Yep. New day, same as the old day.
I mean, I tend to think everybody, both sides, want a budget for this time. I'd like to think that.
Everyone should think that. It's the way it should work. People should get elected to do this. I mean, even Jim Edgar said the most important thing for a governor is to have a good budget in place. It's difficult to manage the state without a good budget. I think the governor is probably realizing that now.
Well, we figured that out after 2 years.
Well, after two years, you would think that working without a budget would have convinced him, like, let's make a deal happen. But then the General Assembly Republicans came together in the House and passed a bipartisan budget, which the governor vetoed. But I think what he's finding is if you don't have your staff being part of the budget making process, the legislature doesn't have as much information. They're not going to have as good of a budget. So you would think the governor had a big incentive. Right now, though, there just seems to be an awful lot of posturing and spin, which I guess makes sense here on Sunday spin. They're spinning 7 days a week, trying to make the other side wear the jacket or take the blame for a lack of progress.
But what I find this time is that I don't think the public wants to hear the spin on either side, that after having been through what we saw over that 2 year period, even post that 2 year period with a budget, that there are still vital areas in this state, subject areas in the state that are still reeling from this.
I think you are right on. I think both sides rightfully believe that if we go without a budget, the other side is going to be blamed. But what they've come to realize is our side is also going to be blamed. And the one hope I have is there were about 10 Republicans in the House who broke ranks with the governor, who sat down, negotiated with House Democrats, and reached a budget and voted to override the governor's veto. And when I talked with some of them, they said, I asked them, are we going to get a budget this year? And the response has been, I sat through 2 years of no budget. I took an enormous amount of grief to pass a budget last year. I am not going through this again. We are going to have a budget. Now, what it will look like remains to be seen, but there seems to be a will out there, bipartisan will, to get something done.
Well, and I think one of the things that in that two-year impasse that we're talking about that occurred was particularly for some Republican members, including downstate members, where state institutions, yep, prisons, universities, you know, bore a lot of the brunt of this lack of funding and the diminishment that occurred. You look at SIU Carbondale,
oh, yeah,
and the trauma that they've gone through, where you virtually have SIU Edwardsville eclipsing Carbondale, mm-hmm, the flagship of the SIU system.
Yeah, I think they're on pace this fall to potentially have more students in Edwardsville than Carbondale, which would have been unheard of. And I think that's why you saw Republicans break ranks. Now, there was some good leadership out of the suburbs, Representative Harris, Representative Anderson, I think Fortner as well. But a lot of the Republicans who broke ranks had large state facilities in their districts, whether it be a university or a prison. You know, they saw the harm that was being done to their communities was not worth whatever glories Governor Rauner was proposing with his turnaround agenda. You know, yes, it would have been nice to have some of that, but to sit back and watch institutions that we have built up over decades crumble and dissolve was not worth it. And that's why they eventually broke ranks.
We're speaking with Illinois State Treasurer Mike Frericks. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by Michael Frericks. He's the Democratic Illinois State Treasurer. We're talking about prospects for a budget. I mean, you know my thoughts. You think we're ultimately going to get one?
I think so. I try to remain optimistic, though. People ask me, why are you so positive? I say, one, because you have a choice every day you wake up. You can focus on things you can't control, and there are lots of those that are going bad and you can be miserable. Or you can focus on things you can control and then set about making improvements. And that's what we try and do in our office, and I hope others running for office doing the same.
Well, it's very real prospect here if a budget isn't adopted by the 31st that the credit rating tanks.
Oh, I've been warning that not only is it a real possibility, it is going to happen. If there is not a budget in place, I would say by July 1st. If not by May 31st, it's possible. By July 1st, it most definitely will be. We would be the first state in the country to have our general obligation bonds rated as junk. That is not a first that any state wants to have, should aspire to. And there are real consequences to it. Some people said, well, what do we care what some New York rating firm calls us? Well, it has a problem in terms of reputation, but it has a real problem in terms of being able to sell bonds and the rate of interest you're going to pay. We're already paying a huge premium in the state. I mean, there are millions and millions of dollars we are spending just paying interest we shouldn't have to. And that's money that could be going into fixing our roads and our bridges and investing in our schools.
And, well, explain that about the junk rating and investment.
Yeah, so since I have been in the treasurer's office, we're asked to sign off on debt issuance. The governor's office issues debt. They've done it numerous times since we've been in office. And since we had the budget impasse, every time we've sent a letter to the governor's office saying, before you go out and issue another $500 million in debt, why don't we get a budget in place that gives the rating agencies some certainty that might raise our rating? And then we would pay less in interest. For the numerous letters I have written, I have received zero responses.
Well, and if we go junk too, that means that various investment houses
call us, and we're going to have to come up with a lot of money in a hurry, and we're going to pay a lot more in interest. We shouldn't be messing around with this. I know that in politics, everyone has something they want. But politics should be the art of compromise, or the deal, making sure that we can get something and keep the state moving forward.
There's been a lot of talk, obviously, gubernatorial campaign. We heard a lot of talk about looking for new sources of revenue, and a lot of talk about legalizing marijuana. Mm-hmm. You know, and obviously people are floating numbers that who knows? But I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are on that.
Well, it's something we work very closely with because Illinois has legalized medical cannabis. And entrepreneurs, business people went out and they invested in cultivating facilities, the growers, and dispensaries. Invested millions of dollars.
And
in this.
Pretty strict regulation.
Very, very strict regulation in the state of Illinois who can qualify for these things. These are people who have severe illnesses, severe pain. Well, now they were operating well. They were working with local bank or with banks, but the Trump administration came in and Attorney General Sessions said that marijuana is a drug and we're going to enforce, we're going to prosecute. That's caused a lot of banks to pull out. Bank of Springfield now is that they're pulling out of this market.
Weren't they kind of sold, like one of the sole?
One of the biggest. They weren't the only one, but there's some smaller banks out there that, quite frankly, don't want their names mentioned. They will work with their clients, with their former customers, but they don't really want to expand this. They don't want to attract a lot of attention from the federal government. And even today, it's worse. The Trump administration has muddied the waters. They promised to be pro-business, but they are stifling legitimate businesses here in the state of Illinois. So there are businesses now that are going to pay their employees in cash. They carry around duffel bags full of cash. And criminals are aware of this. And so they become a target of crimes. That's a real, it just presents a lot of problems out there. We're working very hard with banks and credit unions to get them to work in this field, to bank these industries, because it also is helpful when they are paying their taxes and their fees. You know, we don't want to have someone coming in paying their taxes with a duffel bag full of cash. It's dangerous for all concerned.
I certainly wouldn't do it in old St. Nicholas Hotel in Springfield. That would not be a good place to be. But what can you do to encourage that when, I mean, banking is a federally regulated activity?
Well, we do have state chartered banks out here. What we can do, though, is we think that these banks haven't been shut down yet. Quite frankly, I think if the feds are going to go after a bank or if they go after a state, they'll go after one that has legal recreational marijuana first. They'll go after Colorado or Washington or California. And if they start doing that, then a bank or credit union would have a chance to wind down. And so we're encouraging some banks out there are interested in getting in this field, but they have some problems with capitalization. We could put money in through a linked deposit program. And that's the kind of conversations we're having with financial institutions today.
So something we should stay tuned for.
Stay tuned. We're hopeful that we will be able to announce a solution sometime soon.
That's Democratic Treasurer Michael Frerichs. Mr. Treasurer, thank you so much as always.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm surprised you didn't ask my special announcement. I'm here to announce I am not running for mayor of Chicago.
Okay, well, that narrows the field down to about 800. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. I was glad to give you that scoop.
You know what? I'm going to go upstairs right now and make sure that that's put out by the Chicago Tribune and everybody else.
As a resident of Champaign, Illinois, that shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. But I just figure with so many announcements out there, I would just clear the air.
And more to come.
Yes.
And still more to come. Mr. Treasurer, thank you so much for joining me.
Rick, thank you very much. And to all the mothers out there, hope you have a happy Mother's Day.